That's awesome. There was somebody that I noticed when that story was being told. Get back to me in 5 years. They almost spit their coffee in front, the person in front of them. So careful, careful when drinking coffee in a sanctuary. So, all right. So the odd and odd Christmas story that we've been talking about. And we're in Luke chapter 1 this morning. If you don't have a Bible with you, on the Pew Bible in front of you, it's page 991. And we're in this theme, the awe and odd Christmas story, right? The awe of everything that takes place here. And then we want to resonate a little bit with some of the things that are just odd in this story. Just kind of throw us for a loop or throw us off. And so we want you, as we're reading, as we're looking at this story, and even when, you know, if you read the story on your own throughout the week, to notice the things in the story that are odd, to resonate with them, but then to embrace the things that bring out awe in you. And I don't think we can talk about odd things without talking about the 80s. Ellen does this thing on her talk show where she goes through people's Facebook pages. I was going through my brother's Facebook page the other day, and I found this happy number. Is there a laser pointer on this thing? No? All right. Oh, I mean, just everything. For whatever reason, my older brother always decided that Christmas morning his shirt had to be off. I don't know what's going on there. And then we'll get to me in a second. This is all about embarrassing me this morning. And then I got my brother Mike. He's got the denim pocket pants on. He's rocking the denim pocket pants. And then I'm the one in this weird ensemble. I don't know where this thing came from. Those shorts are like, what is going on there? And this gray and blue. And you can't really tell, but I got a spike and a semi-mullet going on here. I saw this, everything about this thing is odd. And then you get to one of the younger brothers, and how can you not, when you see a cute little kid in red, go, aww. Just odd, 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 aww. Aw, look at him. Can we just black out all the rest? And just kind of be like, aww, that's so nice. The worst part about it, I was really thankful this one wasn't up there. There is a picture floating around somewhere where every single one of us are wearing those red pajamas. Thank you, Jesus. It's not online. But, I mean, just for me, looking back, everything about that era was just strange and just odd. But it doesn't matter where you are, what generation you're in, you see a little kid with a cute little face, and I don't know if you can tell from this picture, he sees all the presents underneath the tree, and he's like, he's got this look on. All right, it is about to be really, really good in this house. Let's look at some scripture this morning. And there's so many things in this story that should just evoke, wow, that's really strange, and at the same standpoint, bring us to a place where we have an option to embrace the awe of what God has for us. In Luke chapter 1, starting in verse 26, on page 991 in your Pew Bible, it says, in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went with her and said, greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked to the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her own age. And she who is said to have been barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God. I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I just ask right now, this morning, this word would take on flesh for us. I pray that this word would transform us, that we would see the things that here that are just crazy, but that we would notice how this young girl embraced one of the hardest challenges anybody's ever faced. May we embrace that this morning. In the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let's go back up to the beginning here. Very, very similar to the story we talked about last week. Mary's minding her own business. She's engaged to this great guy. Things are going to be good. They're going to be great, in fact. And then in the midst of all that, this angel shows up. "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at the words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. For us, you know, if you're a guy, maybe this doesn't really resonate with you. You don't know what it's like to get notice from a doctor that you're about to have a baby. Because you can't. I've got a 99 Nissan Sentra that is on her last leg. She has been with us through thick and thin. She is leaking oil like a sieve. I've got to constantly pour oil into this thing. And every time I take it into the shop, every time I take it in there and I drop that thing off, I'm dreading the response I'm going to get. I can't even begin. I'm sitting there, okay, how much is this thing going to cost me? Is it going to cost me $1? Is it going to cost me $500? I took it in for inspection last year, and I'm like, Annette and I were like, okay, you know, this is it. She's probably done. We'll just, you know, hey, we'll have a ceremony. We'll release her to the auto graveyard. And I get there, and I show back up to pick the thing up, and I just, everything probably about my posture said, okay, lay it on me. And he goes, "All right, she's good to go." What? I can't imagine what it must have been like for Mary. And this angel shows up and says, "Hey, guess what? The Son of God is going to be yours." "Do not be afraid. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him his throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end. After she's got over the shock, we talked about this last week of what it must have been like for an angel to just show up. After getting over the shock of what that was, and he's telling her the story, time out. I've had the birds and the bees talk. Something is not right with this story at all. How can this be true? And the angel answered her and said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Son of the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God." It is odd. I mean, it's just odd for an angel to show up anywhere. Just sit for a second and put yourself in this young woman's shoes. Listen to the weight of those words. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One will be born, will be called the Son of God. Okay, some of you are still listening, and it's not setting it. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. All right, we're getting a little closer. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. I don't know what your response would have been, but I resonate a little bit with what the response Heather gave us as an option. Okay, come back to me, Lord, in like 5 years. Give me 5 years, right? So like right now I'm engaged. And then there's this thing that we do in our culture called getting married. And then after that happens, I will have all the babies you want. But right now, that's really not in the plans. Let me break it down for you, because in the culture that we now live in, that's not necessarily a bad thing to have a baby when you're not married. But in her culture, she's a young woman. She's pledged to be married. And this is what that looks like. There was an engagement process. The husband would pledge to his wife that he wanted to marry her, and then he would go and prepare his house to get ready for her. He would build onto his father's house. And when the time was come, when he was done building that house and everything was ready and good for her, a call would go out from the center of the square. One of the grooms are ready for their bride. They're ready. And all the bridegrooms would come running into the center of town. And if it was their husband who was done, the celebration ensued. This story is not good for her. This whole scenario is not good for her. That's great, angel. Awesome. I'm really glad that you're giving me this opportunity to bear the Son of God. But we have a dilemma here. She opened herself up not only to like ridicule and being slandered by everybody in town, but she opened up this process. She opens up the opportunity to literally be stoned for doing things out of order that was laid out for her. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Awesome. Those are really great words. Now walk 10 minutes in my shoes. What's our response? What's your response look like? This is Mary's response. May it be to me as you have said. And then the angel left her. Last week, we heard the story of Zechariah, and he goes, whoop, not good. And the angel said, you don't believe me? Fine, you're silent. You don't get to talk until this thing happens. Mary's response, may it be to me as you have said. And then the angel left her. Immediately she opts in. There's not, but wait a second. Hold on. Let me explain the process to you, Mr. Angel. May it be as you have said, is her response. She goes and she visits her aunt. We read this last week, and we saw it from Elizabeth's point of view. Can you now imagine it from her point of view? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed what the Lord has said will be accomplished. And after all of this has happened, then she speaks. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. You will not come into Living Christ Church one Sunday without hearing the name of Jesus invoked. You will hear his name. And it's a very different thing to hear the word Jesus and to do something about it. It's a very different thing to hear these words that are spoken and to put those words into action. It's a very different thing to go through this season and to read these stories and sing these carols and to do something about it. You can turn on any radio station this time of year and hear a Christmas carol. And hear the name Jesus. And wow, that's awesome. That's great. We were watching a show the other day with my wife and I. All of a sudden they started singing Silent Night. Oh, that's so precious. That's great. It's a very different thing to allow those words, these words, those songs, the songs that we sang this morning, it's a really different thing to sing them and to hear them than to allow them to do something and change something in your life. Wherever you are this morning on your faith journey, wherever you are in the process of hearing these words, this morning, I do not want you to leave. I don't want you to leave without doing something with this guy, Jesus. This is what I think. It's time. It's time for some of you to say yes to God and embrace what he has for you. Oh, that's really good. Oh, that's really good, Pastor. Oh, that was great this morning, Pastor Jeff. Was it? Are you changed? Are you transformed? Have you allowed the King of the universe, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Holy One, to change you? If a teenage girl has the guts to say yes to God, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. If you're sitting here this morning and you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth, and you feel like the God who I'm talking about is saying, you need to choose what you're going to do with me. You need to choose what you're going to do with this God who put himself in human form, came down as a baby to live a life that he could understand every single thought, every single action, every single thing that we could experience on our lives. Are you really willing to say the things that you are hearing God say to you right now, that that's not God? We're going to pray. I want everybody to just sit for a second. Close your eyes. I believe with all my heart, mind, and soul that Jesus is speaking to you this morning. Maybe you've been here 100 times. Maybe this is your first Sunday here. But I want you to be honest with yourself this morning. And listen to that voice that is talking to you. Saying, I love you. Choose me. If you've never opted in, if you've never embraced the story of Jesus, and you're not willing to leave this Sunday without choosing what you're going to do with him, I want you right now to stand and say, Jesus, I choose you. I'll wait. I got lots of time. Right now, Jesus is saying, come on, man. Choose me. Choose me. Tension in your heart, in your chest. It's time. 30 seconds for the rest of your life. Don't leave this Sunday. Lord Jesus, I just thank you so very much. Lord, I ask right now that the empowerment of your Son would come. Those standing would receive the gift of your Son. Those that are standing for the first time, that they would receive the Holy Spirit and for empowerment, for transformed lives. And those who are standing for a fresh and a new outpouring of God's presence and power in their life, that they would receive it now. These things I pray, these things I ask, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, stand.